I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A letter signed by nearly 70 researchers is drawing attention to so-called brain training games. Scientists say it's still an open question whether or not these products boost cognitive function. Can playing a game make you smarter, more alert, and better able to learn? Well, the science on that question isn't clear.
First, I'll say that cognitive training works in some ways, right? It's just, it's sort of limited.
Gregory Samanez-Larkin is an assistant professor at Yale and one of nearly 70 signatories on a letter analyzing the effectiveness of brain games. He says the games work in some respect. People of all ages can get better at them. But one thing is clear. Samanez-Larkin says there's no evidence that brain games can prevent or reverse Alzheimer's disease.
One of the biggest things we're criticizing in the statement is the idea that somebody could have a very sedentary, cognitively disengaged lifestyle and arrive in old age, say you're 75 years old, and you start feeling like you're having some trouble with attention and memory, that you could then pick up these games and restore your attention and memory. There's no evidence for that whatsoever.
But the question that's still intriguing scientists, he says, is whether or not improvement on one task-oriented skill, like a game, can translate into broader cognitive improvement. And he says the letter shouldn't be read as a condemnation of the whole brain training industry.
I think it's basically just a cautionary statement saying, look, based on the evidence that we have, there's not great evidence yet for how generalizable they are. And so consumers really should be considering opportunity costs, whether they think it's worth investing their time in a game like this versus doing other things that might lead to cognitive enrichment as well.
Stuff like talking with friends and family or going outside and taking a walk. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.